Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father and Maker, we thank you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for your wonderful plans towards us, for preserving our lives, for fighting our battles, for guiding and directing our path. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you. We also want to thank you for our previous meetings. Thank you for your word that have gone forth with power and clarity. Thank you for souls that have been won into your kingdom. Thank you for all manners of blessings that you have released unto us individually and collectively. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that indeed you come and speak to us this day. The word in due season, the word that we need to hear, cause us to hear that word. And let your word motivate, let it inspire, let it strengthen. Let it draw us closer to you, and above all, let it convict us. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, we bless your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Once again, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will do something wonderful, something extraordinary in your life this day, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'll be sharing with us what I titled Divine Findings, The Power of Habits, The Power of Habits. And when we talk about habits, habits means our usual way of behaving, our usual way of behaving, which is the one that defines our lives. I'm taking my text from the book of John, John chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 32. John 8, reading from verse 32. The Bible says, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You will know the truth, and indeed the truth will set you free. So it's the truth that you know and you apply that can truly set you free. A truth that you know and you do not apply it is not yet a truth. So you need to know the truth and begin to apply it. The application of truth is what brings about a change in our habits, in what we do normally, because we need to build up a good habit. And what are some of these good habits that you and I need to be able to build up for us to be that person that God wants us to be? Number one is that we need to, first of all, have an habit of praying. You need to understand and appreciate the efficacy of prayer. In the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6, reading from verse 10. Daniel 6, reading from verse 10. The Bible says, "When Daniel knew that the document had been signed, he went to his house where he had windows in his upper chamber open towards Jerusalem. He got down on his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as he has done previously." So he has got an habit of praying. So Daniel had a habit of praying, and in the process, the Almighty God was able to reveal mysteries unto him. He knew the efficacy of prayer. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, it tells us that we should pray without ceasing. We should pray without ceasing. So we need to understand that prayer can change our situation. Not until you are able to discover that mystery, the mystery behind prayers, that when I pray, God answers. He says, "Ask and you shall be given." And if he says so, he answers my prayer, then that prayer can change my life. I pray that you and I, you form that habit of praying, just like Daniel did. Number two thing is that we need to cultivate the habit of the presence of the Holy Spirit, allowing the Spirit of God to lead us in all that we do. Because why? The Holy Spirit is our helper. Our Lord Jesus Christ, speaking in the book of John, John chapter 14, John chapter 14, verse 26, Say, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. So it's the Holy Spirit of God that can teach us all things, all that we need to know about our lives, about the battles of our lives, about our career, about everything. He said, he will teach you all things. He didn't say he's going to teach you some things. He didn't say we teach you a few things. He said, he will teach you all things. So you need to cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit. Wherever you go with the Spirit of God dwelling within you. You cultivate the presence of the Holy Spirit by always inquiring from God. Now, what is it that you want me to do at this time? And God will tell you what to do. The Spirit of God will tell you what to do. The Spirit of God will direct you in as much as you are ready to cooperate with him. In John chapter 16, verse 7, the Bible says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sins and righteousness and judgment. So you need the Spirit of God to be with you, to guide you, to direct your path. And as you cultivate his presence, as you depend on the Spirit of God, you do not lean on your own understanding, but you depend on the Spirit of God. And as you do so, the Spirit of God will guide you for you to be able to fulfill that which God purposed for your life. Number three habit that you and I need to form at all times is knowing that it is in serving God that we can receive our blessing. Our blessing is secured in the place of service, in the place of service, doing the work of God. The Bible tells us in Exodus 23, reading from verse 25 to 27, he said, you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. I will take away sickness away from among you. None shall miscarry or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the numbers of your days. I will send my terror before you, and will throw into confusion all the people against you shall call. And I will make all your enemies turn their back to you. Fantastic. Fantastic. So many blessings are there. So many blessings. So if you can get all these blessings, I will bless your bread. I will bless your water. I will take sicknesses away from you. There will not be miscarriage. There will not be barrenness in the land. I will fulfill the number of your days. You will not die young. And I will send terror. I will send my terror before you and throw your enemies into confusion. So practically, God has taken care of everything. All you need to do is to serve him. Serve him. Develop the culture, the habit of serving God, not doing eye service, not pretending to be doing the work of God and you are not doing anything. No, serving God. And how truly do you serve God? By having to go out and preach the gospel, tell people about the work of God, give your testimonies about what God has done to you, invite people to the church of God. And as you continue to do all these things, then you are serving God. And in the process, all these blessings that have been enumerated in that Exodus 23 from 25 to 27, all those blessings is going to be yours. So it's an habit we need to cultivate, serving God. Many people, when they come to the church, they think they are serving the pastor. No, you are not serving the pastor because the church does not belong to the pastor. The church belongs to God. So whatever you are doing, and it is you that God is going to pay, it's just like your employer. If you are working very hard in your office, your boss will not get your salary. It's not your salary will not be paid to your boss because you are a hardworking staff. No. And the same thing in the things of God. So your blessing will not be given to the pastor because you are hardworking. No, that is not how it is done. You need to understand that whatever you are doing in the vineyard of God is for your own benefit. It's for your own benefit. And as you continue to do so, the Almighty God will release the abundance of his blessings upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Number four is that you need to build up your faith. As you do so every day, exercise your faith. How do you exercise your faith? Somebody comes to tell you, I'm having headache, I'm having this, I'm having that. Why don't you just pray for that person? Pray for that person. And as you begin to pray, you pray this day, next day, nothing happens. Don't worry. It is not you that is going to bring about the healing. Because he's the one that heals. He's healed the world and heals us of all our diseases. It's his word that heals. So all you need to do is to just pray. Pray and leave the rest to God. So 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, after some time, you begin to see that some people will come and tell you that, you know, when you pray for me that day, that thing just disappeared. And then by so doing, you are building up your faith. So exercise your faith, your belief in God. Believe in him, trust in the word of God. And you make it an habit to trust in his word, to begin to live according to his word. Then you begin to see the changes in your life. And I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace to build up your faith in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Another thing that you need to do is to study to show yourself approved. Develop the habit of reading the word of God, and develop that habit. The Bible tells us in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15, 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. So develop yourself in studying the word of God. In the book of Ezra chapter 7, verse 19, Ezra 7, verse 19, it says, the vessel that have been given you for the service of the house of God, you shall deliver before the God of Jerusalem. You need to develop that habit of studying the word of God. And as you do so, the Almighty God will begin to reveal mysteries unto you. In the book of Psalm 119, verse 18, it says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. So wondrous things will be revealed to you as you develop the habit of studying the word of God. Another thing that you need to do is to cultivate the habit of praising God. Learn to praise God. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus to you. Give thanks. Give thanks to God. When you wake up in the morning, thank him. At daytime, thank him. When you leave your house and you get into your car, thank him. When you get to your office, thank him. When you are leaving, thank him. Develop that as an habit, as a way of life, to always express your gratitude to God. And as you do so, you begin to see the wonders of God being performed in your life. In the book of Psalms 119, verse 62, the Bible says, at midnight, I rise to praise you because of your righteous rule. So at every time, in the morning, at daytime, nighttime, praise God. Praise God. And indeed, it will move on your behalf. Another thing that we need to form a habit is actively participating in fellowship. Actively participating in fellowship. Why? Because iron sharpeneth iron. Proverbs 27, verse 17. Say, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. By attending fellowship, you'll be able to charge yourself. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to renew your knowledge. Have a better understanding of what the scripture says. Because the way God may interpret certain things to you in the Bible may not be the way you interpret to another person. So brothers and sisters, attend fellowship. Don't let it be such that you have to beg you to attend fellowship. Be a part of it. Attend fellowship regularly. And as you continue to do so, you develop such an attitude, such way of life, you begin to see difference in your life. And finally, you need to be focused, be self-disciplined. Be self-disciplined. You need to be self-disciplined. Proverbs 25, verse 28, it says, a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. Be self-disciplined. Don't open your mouth everything. Don't begin to fight everywhere you go. Know that you are a king. A king doesn't go on the street and begin to fight. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. He wants the best for you. But for all these things I've said, to become your way of life, you need to fully surrender to him. You cannot do it on your own. But if you surrender to him, the Spirit of God will be able to help you. So as you hear me this day, why don't you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Just say, Father, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. and it's you, God, I will worship all the day of my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. And for everyone who have heard this word, Father, Lord, Jehovah God, I pray, Lord, that you will perform your wonders in their life. You perfect that which concerns them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.